It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, for centuries it was well known that the key to success for long-term employment in America was skills and experience. Our immigrant ancestors came to America to be part of the American dream, where opportunities were plentiful and job skills were respected. It was with these same ideals that supporters of the Buy American Made campaign and American Workers Radio proclaimed November as American Made Month. Our thanks to all who helped make this month-long celebration a success. It was another opportunity to get people talking about America's future as we promoted efforts like going out to vote in the beginning of November, National Small Business Weekend, honoring America's veterans, discussing the Made in America campaign with family members and friends during the Thanksgiving holiday, and urging supporters to seek out products with labels made in the USA. Now, we will continue to promote American workers during December as we honor a proclamation issued by President Ronald Reagan in December 1985 when he proclaimed December as Made in America Month. In 1985, President Reagan saw major problems on the horizon for American workers, as he stated clearly through his proclamation, which American Workers Radio will promote throughout the month of December. Now, the entire text of President Reagan's 1985 proclamation supporting American workers is linked on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. As I stated in the past, there will always be room for competitive imported products in America's stores, but we have to do something to promote the new products that are being invented and produce more of the products that are used by the American people on a day-to-day basis. Together, we can accomplish this goal, but it's going to take all of us seeking out products made in America so that we can see more items like clothing, electronics, toys, furniture, and hundreds more with Made in the U.S. labels once again. This is Michael Blehosh. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, tune in to American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.